May the Lord watch over me as I seek to impart his good news. When I first looked at the gospel we've just heard and started reflecting upon it, this reading about the mission of the 12, I was immediately focused on the last sentence or so, which refers to the casting out of demons. I thought that was something I could talk about. But as I reflected further, my focus was drawn to the opening passage, which refers to Jesus going about among the villages teaching and then sending the 12 out, two by two. That resonated for me with the parallels that we all may have seen in our own lives. When I was a young boy living in Wellington, every second Sunday we had a visit from my aunt, who was a Sister of Mercy. She would visit either my grandmother's house, who lived not far from where we did, or she would visit our house. My aunt would always come for afternoon tea. There are two aspects of her visits that I vividly recall. Firstly, afternoon tea was always served in the front lounge of either the house. And it seemed from my memory, all those years ago, that it was the only time that the front room, as it was called, was ever used. But the second aspect, and the one more relevant to today's reading, was that my aunt was always accompanied by another member from her convent. Always the visit had to be in pairs. Turning to our lives today, how many times do we see young missionaries from the Mormon Church walking our streets, riding their bikes or knocking on our doors to bring to us the message of Jesus? Always in pairs. In our central city, I see two members of the Jehovah's Witness bearing witness to their faith most days of the working week, either in the exchange area or in the octagon. Again, always in pairs. In the various travels I've undertaken with my wife, particularly through parts of Asia, we have on many occasions seen Buddhist monks resplendent in their brilliant orange saffron robes walking among the people. Again, always in pairs. And here we have today in the gospel reading we've just heard, an account from over 2,000 years ago where Jesus was sending out his 12, two by two, to proclaim his kingdom. That for me, and for us, is a reminder that in asking us to go two by two, that we should not, do not, go about living the gospel on our own. We must ensure that we have support as we live our faith. We need the support of God. We need the support of our family and friends, of our clergy, of our fellow parishioners, to make sure that we remain strong as we experience the ups and downs of our faith and the ups and downs in our daily lives. Sharing the good times is no more or less important than sharing the tough times. We don't make our journey through life alone. We all have times when we need to reach out. Jesus knew his disciples would face difficulties, so he sent them out in pairs, not only perhaps for safety in those times, but for companionship and support, to give and receive encouragement, and to give and receive help. So for them, and so for us today, the living of our faith is not something that we need to do alone. Recently, I've been reading a book written by a man who was a passenger in the plane that crash landed on the New York Hudson River in 2009. The incident you'll recall when all 155 crew and passengers survived. The author wrote that his experience that day profoundly impacted on his life perspective and his own journey of faith. He had always been a practicing Christian, but an irregular one, so to speak. But he told us that his experience that day transformed his faith, deepened his trust in God, and set him on a new journey of faith. He wrote, "We are each given the opportunity and privilege to come to earth for different reasons. Sometimes we come in order that we may personally develop and strengthen the fruits of our spirit. Those of love, kindness, patience, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Sometimes we come to help someone else develop the fruits of their spirit. We all come to earth to become more Christ-like. In preparation and fulfillment of our life journey, we each have a basic outline for our life. I see it as a plan that God has created for me. I review it. I live my life as I choose in either accepting or rejecting the plan. Within each of our lives, there may be points at which we exit the plan. There may be times when we rejoin and can continue the plan. We may choose to return by our own conscious choice, or by circumstances, or by divine intervention. For that passenger, in that time, on that day, it was for him a convergence of all three. But in conclusion, he said, we are not alone here on earth. We are reminded that we always have help during our lifelong experiences. He stated very starkly the opening message of the gospel today. Our journey is not alone. It is at least two by two. In step with the Lord. In step with whoever in our life, be it our spouse, parent, friend, or mentor, from whom we derive assistance and give assistance. Jesus knew, Jesus knows that our life's journey is never an easy one. He left us in his gospel, his good news, guidelines to help us along. We are asked to drop off that extra tunic that was referred to today. We are asked not to do it alone, to not look back, but to look forward. Jesus wants us, each of us, to travel our own journey of faith, not solo, but by two. It is for us to remember that God is always with us. We are a twosome. We are not alone. Spoken in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.